Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with John Gallagher. He's the fine business writer for the Detroit Free Press. John, how are you?
Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Why should people outside of Detroit care about Kobo's rebirth, if you will?
Well, I guess for two reasons. One is a lot of people from outside Detroit go to the auto show every year, and so they'll have a much better experience once this this renovation is finally finished in a couple of years. So I just think it's going to be a much more attractive place and a much more efficient place, much more useful for visitors and exhibitors alike. And then the other reason is that Kobo is one of those rare examples so far of how regional cooperation actually works. There's a 5-member board that runs Kobo now. Wayne Oakland McComb, the state, and the city have representatives, and all votes have to be unanimous. And so within a very short period of time since this board took over in 2009, they've completely turned around the place. It had been considered, pretty inefficient with a roof that leaked and every other thing. And so it shows that sort of reinvention is possible. So I think for those two reasons, Kobo is an important story for us.
Why not tear it down and start all over?
Well, you've got a facility that's in reasonably good shape to begin with. It's going to be in a lot better shape once they get done. And to tear it down and start over, I don't know, I guess you got $500 million in your pocket that you can give us. I think that Kobo's probably in the right site. It's in, just downtown Detroit. If you're going to have an auto show, that's probably where you want to have it. And the money is just not there to just start over somewhere else.
And I ask that because $299 million were spent in the renovation. Tell us what we're going to be getting for that dollar.
Okay. Well, some of the more obvious things. Kobo has been on the river in Detroit, but like a lot of buildings on the river, it kind of turned its back on the river and had really nothing to do with the river. Now it's going to have this major new atrium entrance on the river, which will be a new, it's kind of open up Kobo to the waterfront in Detroit. So it'll be, the waterfront will have a much more visible presence and much more sort of symbolically important presence inside Kobo. Kobo Arena, the round building directly adjacent, is being gutted as we speak, and it's going to become one of the largest ballrooms in Detroit, in the state. As well as a lot more meeting rooms. There's going to be a TV studio in there. They're going to have a major kitchen, a food court for seating hundreds of people. And then eventually, once they get all done, there'll just be a huge new number of meeting rooms, and the place will be wired for the latest digital communications. And some of this will be visible for the next auto show in January, and some of it will be done in a couple of years. But it'll just be a much more efficient place, lots more breakout rooms for people holding various kinds of conferences. So it'll just be a lot more efficient and better run place.
Beyond the auto show, what's this mean economically for Detroit?
Well, they're beginning to attract a lot more business that they didn't before, Tony. For many years, Kobo was the auto show and not much else. The auto show, the annual Society of Automotive Engineers conference, and not much else. Now they're starting to get all kinds of corporate meetings and association nonprofit kinds of meetings. Last month they had the Society of Architectural Historians in, a group that you wouldn't think would be normally coming to Kobo in Detroit. And so they're booking a lot more business based on the promise of what's been happening there. So I think it's going to become more of a year-round facility, which means a lot more economic development, a lot more visitors coming in, spending money in restaurants and hotels and in museums and things like that. So generally a pretty good story for Detroit, I think.
John, next time we get you on the program, I want to talk to you about Detroit and how it's doing, and are we seeing some progress there with Mayor Dave Bing? We're kind of short on time now. Thanks so much for your time. It's always great to talk with you.
Anytime, Tony. Thank you.